comments. We're launching into the third hour of the program. You take control at 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where we give you the features completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening is Ian.
And Mark.
And we're going to continue taking your phone calls here. Let's talk to Mark, listening in Indianapolis to WXNT. Hello, Mark.
Good afternoon, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I hope it doesn't come to violence, but I figured for the longest it'd just be a matter of time till they press people too far. I imagine they're probably trying to see how much crap they have to pull to make people come out. I'm sure that the people who plot this kind of nonsense, the empire builders of the world, are expecting reactions like this, and so they want to see if their measures were accurate on how much crap they'd have to pull to make it happen. I hope it doesn't come to that, but I don't know. What is it going to take to make these guys stop?
Well, I think that
peaceful non-cooperation and civil disobedience.
I think that those things.
I'm working on that. Everybody around here is scared to death to even go to a website and put their name on.
I heard you, man.
And those same people aren't ready to pick up guns to fight the government. If you have enough people that can actually pick up guns to fight the government, you have enough people.
There are people in my neighborhood that are armed, and they don't talk about any such thing. But I imagine if there was an invasion or something. No telling what had happened. On New Year's and the 4th of July, I hear mega gunfire that night.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't encourage that sort of thing, but if it happens, I can't say I'd be surprised.
Well, no, I'm never surprised by it. I mean, I don't blame people for being angry, and it never is a surprise when somebody snaps and goes off the deep end. We've talked about stories. There was one guy like a year or so ago who walked into a city council meeting and just started firing at the city councilors and the mayor, attempting to take out as many as he could. And that was someone that they had pushed and pushed and pushed and had, you know, just destroyed the man's business, basically, and destroyed his life. And, you know, I don't blame people for being upset, and I don't.
I'm glad they're upset. I don't want to take them that far. I just got a ticket. It's not been 2 weeks since my license plates expired on a couple of my vehicles, and they're already over here. I got a letter in the mail today saying I got to send them $50 because I have two vehicles that aren't plated. So I'll put them inside my fence and put a padlock on the fence. I'll buy the plates and put them on there, but I'm going to make it look like they don't have plates. And I'm going to set them up, and it's going to be a media circus. If they come in there and tow my vehicles when it's plated.
That's the answer, media, and set them up, you know, get them caught in a little reverse sting, embarrass them, make them look bad, get it all on video, and publicize it as much as you possibly can.
I'm going to go on. I never thought I'd sign up for Facebook and MySpace. I thought that was all a bunch of teeny-bopping nonsense, but it seems to have a function nowadays.
No, it's a useful tool, there's
Facebook
no doubt.
Is.
Facebook is. MySpace is dead, from what I can tell. But hey, thanks for the call, Mark. I appreciate it. Hearing from you at 800-259-9231. And that's
that lawsuit for MySpace is probably being drawn up right now.
It's worth it to point out that this is what they want. They do want people to snap and go and be violent with them because it gives them the excuse to be more violent in response and to create more of a police state and to put more regulations and controls on our lives. Every bit of violence that is used against the state is always turned around, you know, tenfold against the people that were doing the violence and against the rest of us, even though we had nothing to do with it. And that's why I say I'm so glad that the Schaefer Cox character and his supporters, his militia buddies, are out in Alaska and not here in New Hampshire, because it would be a huge PR issue.
It would. If this happened in the Free State Project, it'd be terrible. Terrible for the Free State Project.
So instead, we've got all kinds of positive, peaceful things happening here, both inside the system, with incredible successes happening this week in the New Hampshire State House, which is, you know, going to be a real buoying factor for people to say, wow, there's actually something going on there. And, of course, the 420 celebration started up again here in Keene this week, so the civil disobedience is continuing to build, and non-cooperation. We saw that happen this week with the very first trial of a Free Stater. Jim Johnson was put on trial this week. You and I both attended that, Mark, which spent an entire day. The state government spent an entire day, because it was the county, they work with the state, spent an entire day prosecuting this man in court.
For carrying a cardboard sword around the county jail in protest.
Right.
And they'd been to county jails all across the state and done all kinds of stuff in these protests. And for whatever reason, they felt like going after him on this time. And the guy, the prosecutor, Jim sped this trial up. The prosecutor had enough questions. He said
pages and pages of questions.
It was dragging on and on, and basically they just stipulated some things so the guy didn't have to ask these questions. It could have been a 3-day trial. Can you imagine?
Yeah. Well, it's already been a full day, and the jurors are still deliberating, so we're coming back Monday
morning. They
don't
want to lose this because they don't want to say the Free Staters beat us, so I don't know what's going to happen. And the deliberation's still going on.
That's right.
It's going to go on into Monday.
So the more people that we have together non-cooperating with the state, the more people that we have together getting active inside the political system, the more people that we have doing civil disobedience, the more people that we have doing media all together in the same place, the more effective this movement will become, and never without having to and without having to fire a single shot or do anything violent against them.
You know, and I'm not trying to recruit from the Schaefer Cox crew or anything like that, but it just baffles me how somebody can be ready to pick up an automatic weapon and to go at it with the state cops. You know, Wolverines, you know, go out fighting when they won't pick up and move their life to New Hampshire. I mean, if you're willing to die or spend the rest of your life in prison, it would seem like New Hampshire's still a step up from those two options, right?
Yeah.
But I don't get it. Have they not heard the message?
Is it
the peaceful evolution part that gets to
maybe they just don't want to be around a bunch of peaceniks.
I don't want to.
I mean, there are plenty of people that have guns here in this movement. All kinds of gun rights advocates. Again, as we mentioned, the New Hampshire State House passed a bill that makes it so.
There's nothing wrong with guns. Guns aren't inherently violent.
Right.
The guns are a tool that you can use for all kinds of things, whether you're protecting yourself against bears or, whatever it is you're doing with them. Guns aren't violent. It's how people use them. And if you're threatening and have a bunch of guns, you need to understand that people are going to take that threat very seriously.
Well, it's part of one of the important things we do on this program, Mark, is put this idea of peace as a solution out there for people and put the beacon of the Free State Project out there for people, because a lot of people haven't heard the message of the Free State Project. It's relatively low on the list of the most popular libertarian websites. It's not up there with LouRockwell.com or anything. I mean, I think it's around one of the top 100,000 sites in the world, as is our website, so it's probably about on par with Free Talk Live. But there are still lots of people within the Liberty Movement that are completely unaware of the Free State Project. Now, I did hear that John Stossel is going to be doing an entire show on the Free State Project next week.
That's
going to
be incredible.
If I'm not mistaken, which I think is great, because Stossel has been kind of... he's been one of the main people in the media, the mainstream media, that has really come to the ideas of liberty generally. And there's a few issues where I think he and I would disagree. But in general, he does a lot of good work for liberty and gets the word out. And his show's been gaining popularity over time, and now that it's been out for a while. So it's not like he's creating the show with the first episode being about the Free State Project. He's put out several episodes, probably a couple dozen at this point. And so hopefully a nice sized audience will see this, what will inevitably be a very positive piece about the Free State Project. I mean, John Stossel has come to the Liberty Forum in the past as a guest speaker there, the keynote speaker. So he's obviously intimately familiar with the Free State Project. Chris Lawless, who's the organizer of the Liberty Forum, I believe is actually going down into the studio in New York City next week to be on the show.
Yeah, no one better to represent the Free State Project.
He's great. I mean, Chris is somebody that gets it from all different perspectives of activism. Mm-hmm. He's someone that is supportive of all manner of types of liberty activism, and I believe Christina Heller from the Libertopia film will also be on the show, which is interesting because her story is interesting. She's a lady filmmaker who came to do a short internet documentary on the Free State Project, like a 10-minute thing for Current.tv, and as she was doing this, she realized that there's a much bigger story here.
Yeah.
She wanted to turn it into a feature-length documentary, which she did. It's called Libertopia. It has yet to be released, but I believe the website is libertopiafilm.com. I can double-check that here in a moment. Yeah, libertopiafilm.com. So no release date that I know of quite yet, but I believe that's coming soon. And she's going to be there to tell her story about how she became a liberty-minded person as a result of hanging out with Free State Project people.
Yeah, it's the compelling story. The people that are good at communicating the message, and they believe it thoroughly, they're passionate about it. And it's when you can communicate one-on-one like that, you can really change people's minds.
All right, we're coming up here at 800-259-9231. The TSA has failed again. We will explain the latest news about the body scanners. Apparently, they aren't exactly as the TSA claimed that they were regarding the whole radiation concerns people had. Yeah, it's a big oopsie, a 10x oopsie. We'll explain here in a moment at 800-259-9231, Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at HostGator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.freetalklive.com host you. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95. Available at ChaChingWisdom.com. That's ChaChingWisdom.com. ChaChingWisdom.com.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled AffinityDiet.com, or call toll free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed from AffinityDiet.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we give to you there. We've got news updates. You can get signed up and receive the latest about Free Talk Live when you need to know it. Go to news.freetalklive.com. You can sign up to receive our emailed updates or follow us on Twitter or Facebook. Go to news.freetalklive.com.
If you've ever considered taking your case to court without an attorney, you need jurisdictionary.com. Jurisdictionary.com will teach you all the things you need to know when you go into a courtroom. If you just kind of wander in there blindly, well, you're going to have about that much luck. The level of preparation that you have and the training that you need, Jurisdictionary has it all. It works for plaintiffs or defendants. It costs less than an hour with any good lawyer, and it's so easy the average 8th grader could go through the complete 4-CD course in a single weekend. It works in all 50 states, federal courts. As a matter of fact, Canada, England, Ireland, Australia, New Zealand, India, Puerto Rico, any of them that have the English common law system. This is the course that you should have been taught in school, jurisdictionary.com.
All right, so 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website again at freetalklive.com. We continue taking your phone calls about what you want. Bill is on the line in Illinois on the AMP lines. Hello, Bill.
Yes, I wanted to talk about this awesome video that just got released a while back, and it started to catch fire. It's called Friday.
Yeah, Friday.
artist Rebecca Black. It's just a really fun, cool little video. I don't know. It's amazing how fast it's grown.
Well, it's fun because it's fun to look at her and laugh at this silly, awful video, right?
Oh, I think it's pretty catchy. I already got it as a ringtone for my cell phone.
Here, I'll play some of it here in a little bit. And thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. I appreciate you bringing that up because it was actually on my list of things to talk about here. I think Time Magazine had the best write-up about this. For those of you that don't know, if you're not on the internet, you may not know about this, the Rebecca Black song, although I believe that it probably has appeared on many radio, probably morning shows by this point. This is ripe for morning show material.
Yeah, it's awful.
It's awful. The song is called Friday, and apparently what is going on is there's a company out there called the Arc Music Factory that essentially is bringing young teen girls to turn them into stars. Now, I don't know if that means that their parents are paying Arc Music Factory to take on their daughters, essentially just they're doing this on payment, or that they actually believe in them as talent.
To put together a modeling portfolio, you can pay up to thousands of dollars in order to get your pictures put together. It's a photographer who's selling pictures.
Yeah. So I don't think it would be hard for me to believe that this particular music company actually believes that Rebecca will be the best talent out there. I don't know. Maybe she'll mature into something really great.
Maybe so, certainly.
But this first effort on her part, I hope she didn't write it because it's really bad.
Chances are good. Well, for one, if she's that would be the only redeeming factor of this song, quite frankly, if she wrote it. But the chances are good she was given something and she sang it, because so many of the young performers, that's how it goes.
Yeah, and it just goes to show that just accepting anything as a job is not always the best solution, because as a performer you can say no to if like a bad script, as an actor comes in front of you can say no, and if a bad song comes in front of you can say no to that as well. This may be the worst song that I have ever heard, I mean, at least in recent memory that I can recall. So I'll just give you a little bit of a taste here. You can't make it through more than a minute of this without beginning to tear your hair out in frustration. So I won't subject you to too much of it. Now, one point that is you'll notice is there's a lot of auto-tuning, what they call auto-tuning, going on in this song. But usually that means a person can't sing very well.
Yeah, that's what it means, too.
That's a bowl of cereal, in case it wasn't clear. Now, this is where it gets really deep. The decision that Rebecca has to make here, that she sings about, you will be shocked at how intense it is. Her friends are rolling up in their car in the video at the bus stop.
Kicking in the front seat, kicking in the back seat. Gotta make my mind up quickly. Can I take it?
Yes, that's right.
It's about 20 seconds of deciding whether or not she should sit in the front seat or the back seat.
And she comes back to that refrain later on in the song. So clearly this is a big decision for Rebecca. She's 13 years old, and these are the big decisions that 13-year-olds
Shotgun.
Are making.
So it reminds me of that video. There's a video on the internet where this girl who cannot sing, and that's the idea of the video, is auto-tuned mm-hmm. in the process. And she's pretty good when she's auto-tuned. You know, she sounds good. She's like, this is what I sound like auto-tuned. This is what I sound like when I'm not. And it's just...
So here's the detail from Time. This weekend, the internet was mainly transfixed on the disaster in Japan, and rightly so. But on a lighter note, there were those who were obsessed with South by Southwest. But amid all the real news, you might have just heard about the internet's other weekend obsession, Rebecca Black and her hilariously dreadful video for Friday. What makes this song and video so bad? Rebecca Black is an innocent-looking teen with a Selena Gomez-esque look, and Friday seems like a catchy pop song about a teenage girl's excitement over the weekend, which is pretty standard teen pop fare and not exactly a place you'd look for profound lyrics. And indeed, generally in pop music, you don't tend to look for profound lyrics. But once you listen to the lyrics, you start to realize what a train wreck we're really dealing with. I think it was that backseat, front seat part where I really started to sink in for me. For starters, there's the opening verse, which just consists straight-up narration of Rebecca's morning routine. Now, you heard those lyrics. But the song's lowest point, albeit its most hilarious according to Time, is when Rebecca literally just sings the days of the week. Tomorrow is Saturday, and Sunday comes afterwards. Yeah. Yikes! Clearly, we're dealing with a whole new level of bad. According to Black Book, the song comes from a company called Arc Music Factory, which is based in L.A. and seems to specialize in teen girl pop music. Their website has a whole roster of laughably bad teen pop videos. It's not apparent if Friday was intended to be a parody of a pop song or not. We doubt it, though we really hope it was. But it would definitely be in Rebecca and Arc Music Factory's best interest to make like it was all along. No, I can tell you they didn't. I went to Arc Music Factory's YouTube channel, which, by the way, the Rebecca Black song had 7 million views the last time I looked at it. I can't see right now how many it currently has. But it was 3 million after the weekend was over, so it's just going up and up and up. And I would hope that most people are listening because it's hilarious and not because they actually enjoy
the Sunday Monday part.
I'll have to cue that up, Mark. We'll get to the just calm down. I know you want to hear Rebecca and her crooning. Well, I guess only men can croon, right?
Oh.
That's like a male singing term, isn't it?
All right.
Like Sinatra was a crooner.
Indeed.
So 800-259-9231. We'll come
male
back with
singers from the 20s to the 50s.
We'll come back with a little bit more about Rebecca Black and your calls about anything you want. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Alex has told you that the Mideast uprisings over food prices and shortages caused by fuel costs are spreading worldwide. We're seeing the impact right here in the United States. Ethanol that was supposed to reduce petroleum use and fuel prices hit a 30-month high in February, and pump prices are expected to reach $5 a gallon. Because of shipping costs, food is being priced out of the reach of millions of Americans with an expected 35% jump in the next 60 days. Move quickly while you can still afford it, and eFoods Direct will pay your shipping costs for you. For the best tasting, long-term storable food, you pay nothing for shipping and can put every dollar into food at today's prices. eFoods Direct, food so delicious you can serve it tonight or save it for the future. Take advantage of free shipping by calling 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633, or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll-free, and we are proving it right now. 1-800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it is Ian.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The Shrine of Female Listeners is there at shrine.freetalklive.com. You've got dozens of ladies there that have sent in their photo or their video. They're validated, which means they're proving in the picture or video that they listen to Free Talk Live. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com to see that. And if you're a lady listener, get details on how to become part of the Shrine at shrine.freetalklive.com.
Want freedom? Build freedom. Got programming skills? Join the Freedom Engineering team and help develop the technology that enables spontaneous order and free market capitalism to erupt on Earth. Mobile app developers and database experts wanted immediately. Share in ownership. Create stuff that matters. Go to freedomengineering.org. It's time to build freedom. Freedomengineering.org.
Now, I'm being begged to not do this, Mark. Listeners are begging me to.
We have already promoted.
Stop. The board op says that he's asking if he can hit the dump machine on this music.
You can't. You can't not pay us out. You have already sold it. You have to pay it. That's a radio terminology for when you say that something's going to happen. You have to make it happen. Otherwise, well, you're a person who says things that don't happen.
So it doesn't always have to be serious issues here on Free Talk Live. We really will talk about anything. And internet memes are fun. They're interesting and amusing in many cases. And Rebecca Black, I don't think she intended to become an internet meme.
If you don't like this song and hearing this bothers you, just think quickly what it's like for all the people who are hearing it for the very first time on their radio station right tonight.
Well,
that ought to be amusing.
You're only going to hear a couple of excerpts, but it's not hard to find this. If you search YouTube for Rebecca Black Friday, I'm sure you'll be able to see this for yourself. And I did put myself through all 3 minutes and 47 seconds of this when I first watched it, and I felt like I had lost half an hour of my life. It felt like I was in a time warp for the time that this song was running, because it seemed like it should should have been over. Now, your average pop song is probably about 3.5 minutes long, so it seemed like it should have been over after about 60 seconds. It felt as though I'd been in the song for 5 minutes in the first after the first minute was done. And so, again, as Time Magazine is reporting here, this is created by this L.A.-based company that seems to specialize in teen girl pop music, and they suggest here that Arg Music Factory should at least pretend as though they had intended to make this as a parody or like some sort of a joke song, but they aren't. This is not a joke for them. They actually released an updated remix of this as of the popularity. So when the popularity hit over the weekend, they put up a new video on their YouTube, which is just a static frame. It's just a frame with audio. They remixed the song together. There's one point in the song where a rapper jumps in, like a man in his early 40s or late 30s, but pops into this video with Teeny Boppers.
I think that's the producer or something like that.
I believe it is,
because he's in all of them. And
right.
I know that, Puff Master J or whatever his name was, he used to do this with his people. He'd pop in, you know, if he produced the song, he'd pop in. He'd lend his popularity
right.
to it. I don't know who this guy is. But, you know, I mean, he's selling a product and people are buying it, I guess.
I don't know. I mean, he clearly thinks someone's going to buy this. Clearly, he believes that this will market to some teeny bopper tween population. And maybe he's right. You know, maybe this will end up making his company and Rebecca a whole lot of money and boost their other teen girls to stardom. But they did do a remix where there's more of the rapper, and he's clearly still taking himself quite seriously. I mean he's not poking fun at himself in at least my impression of the video. Anyway, let's continue here. It's not apparent, according to Time, if it was intended to be a parody, but they should treat it as though it is, they say. And seeing how it's available as a ringtone and soon to be available on iTunes, we don't see it going away anytime soon. Sure, Rebecca Black won't be the next Miley Cyrus, but she could have a future in comedy. And so here we go, Mark, since you requested it. Here's the section of the song about the days of the week.
This is the very best part.
Very deep lyrics here.
It's Friday.
I figured I'll play the chorus for you because we didn't hear that earlier. She's walking around, by the way, at what appears to be a middle school party. The song focuses on partying, as you will see here. Because
I went to no parties in middle school.
This is what kids are about, according to this music. This is what it's like to be a teenager, as you go through the week waiting for the opportunity to party with your friends on the weekends because you hate your life so much. Now, in this next segment, where she
absolute filler,
where she begins to talk about the other days of the week, they actually sort of glorify the bad grammar. In the video, they're printing the words on the screen here, and they actually print the bad grammar of this song. You'll hear it.
Right. Well, well, she's clearly worried about the weekend, not the weekday when she's supposed to be at school learning, right?
No, right. It's all about the weekend. We so excited. Now, it would be bad enough if it was just we so excited, but to repeat the we over and over again, we so excited. And they're just printing this out.
We so excited. We gonna have a ball today. Tomorrow is Saturday and Sunday.
Apparently, a punctuation and apostrophes it's not short enough. The idea behind an apostrophe, like we are so excited, you shorten that, you use a contraction, you take out the A, you put an apostrophe in there, so it's we're so excited. No, now it's just we. Now it's we so excited.
But we and we're are both one syllable. It's the same thing. This is a sad attempt at creating a dialect for the younger market. They want to differentiate themselves. I agree. I think that the whole texting verbiage, all that stuff, you make yourself look better if you write out the whole word.
I agree. Take the time to do it. We when I posted this, to my Facebook when I found it, and credit to Andrea, by the way, one of our Shriners, for coming across this. But I when I posted this, I said, "This, we are living in Idiocracy." Have you ever seen that movie?
Yes.
If you haven't seen Idiocracy,
the porn star is the president.
Yeah. Yeah, was he, I guess he was a porn star. What was his name in that film? Camacho or something
Yeah,
like
Macho
that?
Camacho or something like that. Yeah.
It was hilarious. It was a Mike Judge movie that was supposed to get like a real theatrical release, but Fox, I guess the company that was behind it, was too afraid of the, they were too afraid of what audiences would think about the statement that the movie makes about the dumbing down of society. It's a hilarious comedy film, but they talk what they show you in this movie is where things go when things keep just getting dumber and dumber. If you look at advertising slogans, you know, like McDonald's, I'm loving it. The slogans continue to get shorter. Doritos has this campaign on their bags called Do Something, yeah, where they show kids that are doing things like helping the community, etc. Right. It's just things are just getting
right.
Simple is good. I support simple. Keep it simple, stupid, that kind of thing.
Sleep.
Yeah. Anyway, continue here. Sunday comes afterwards. Oh, here he is. Black. So chilling in the front tab, in the backseat. I'm driving, cruising, fast lanes, switching lanes with a car by my side. You passing by, it's a school bus in front of me. Next tick-tock, run the street. My time is Friday, it's a weekend. We gonna have fun, come on, y'all. The funny thing is, in this video there, actually, they've got these girls, and she's 13 years old. She's in this car with other kids that seem to be her contemporaries.
Driving.
They're driving and standing up while they're driving as well. So
dancing.
Like, yeah, not the best, not the safest of driving circumstances.
Right.
Not a good message to be sending.
Yeah, what kind of message are they sending?
The message here is party, party, party.
Right, don't go to school, party, and
drive without your seatbelt on and stand up on the highway.
Drive underage and without a seatbelt on.
Right. Yeah. So
it's a good idea. Take care, kids.
Right. Well, the only thing they don't do in this video is show them drinking alcohol.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only thing that they don't do in this. And you know that that's kind of what they're talking about, right? I mean, what else do kids do when they party besides find alcohol and consume
it? I don't think I ever considered it at 13.
Times, they are changing,
yeah,
Mark.
Yeah.
1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. So if you'd like to subject yourself to the remainder of that video, you are welcome to do
so.
But we're done with it. More coming up. You can take control, even in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live. We're hitting hard tonight.
The 59th annual Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida, is coming March 19th. See Porsche, Corvette, Ferrari, Jaguar, BMW, Mazda, Acura, Audi, and many other world-class racing teams battle in America's toughest road race as Sebring hosts the first race of the Intercontinental Le Mans Cup in 2011. Gates open Wednesday, March 16th. Order your tickets today by calling 800-626-RACE or visit SebringRaceway.com. See the cars and stars of the American Le Mans Series, driver autograph sessions, vintage race cars, and visit the Party Zone, featuring a spring break bikini contest. Up-and-coming band Selby, Chuckman, Alluvion, Selena Jordan, and DJ Scotty B. Presented by GoMobileWeb.com. 4 days of family fun at Sebring, and children 12 and under admitted free. Get all the info at SebringRaceway.com. The 59th annual Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida. March 19th is the date. Sebring is the place. Order your tickets at SebringRaceway.com. Brought to you in part by Budweiser, Jaguar, and Michelin.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of these airwaves, even in these remaining moments. Enough time for your thoughts. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there completely free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
By the way, some of the features on our website include things like the news updates. We've also got the Shrine of Female Listeners and listening options, different ways for you to tune into the show, including live streams, our 94 great radio stations across the country, satellite availability, free-to-air satellite, plus webcam, listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Plenty of ways to get the ideas of Free Talk Live and our wonderful callers into your ears over at listen.freetalklive.com. And imagine opening your front door and coming face to face with your identity thief, the criminal who wasn't content to steal from your bank accounts or use your credit cards. This guy knows where you live, and he's staking out your house and watching your family. That's what Fox News reported about one woman. Fortunately, she had advanced warning from LifeLock. She said that without LifeLock, she wouldn't have known that thieves were coming, and added that LifeLock services are legit. They do what they say they'll do, and it's worth it. Now, here at Free Talk Live, we don't want you to suffer the personal and financial firestorm that identity theft brings. You can protect yourself and your family with the same identity theft program that Mark and I use, LifeLock. It's the best, and it's guaranteed. You can go to LifeLock.com, but remember, if you're hearing this on Free Talk Live and you want Free Talk Live to get credit for you signing up for LifeLock, because there's LifeLock advertises all over the place on the radio, on big-name radio shows that have a much larger reach. If you go to LifeLock.com, you can get a lot of good information about the program, but if you sign up through their website, they'll have no idea that you came from Free Talk Live. So you have to call this number. It's 1-800-242-2693. Join us on our mission that not one of you will fall victim to identity theft this year. We need you to call now if you want to get 60 bonus days of LifeLock coverage, LifeLock protection, and, excuse me, for protection as the term, because it's not an insurance policy. It should be made clear. They do have a $1 million guarantee, but that $1 million is the money they'll spend to make sure that your credit is clean and that your privacy and the threats that are being brought against you are dealt with appropriately without you having to hire attorneys and hire experts to clean up the mess of if they fail at doing what they're supposed to do, and that is letting you know about things that are going on. So you don't get the $1 million, but they'll spend that in your name basically to make sure that everything's okay with you and your identity. Anyway, you can get that 60 bonus days if you call 1-800-242-2693. Remember, to get Free Talk Live credit for the sign-up, you've got to call that number, not the one on their website. 800-242-2693. All right, our number here tonight for you to get on the air in the remaining moments is 800-259-9231. As we continue here, the TSA news that I'd mentioned before. Well, guess what? They were wrong.
You think they were wrong?
Or they lied. One or the other. Because
I'm getting more and more jaded all the time.
Turns out that those body scanner machines that they're demanding that you subject yourself to at the airport, that they're pressuring you to subject yourself to, well, it turns out they're a little bit more radioactive than they might have otherwise led you to believe.
Right. They, the thing, they poo-pooed the whole thing. Oh, you people are being just so silly. And now that they've had them trotted out for a few months, well, now they're coming out and saying, oh, they're 10 times as dangerous as we'd said.
Wired.com reports that the Transportation Security Administration is reanalyzing the radiation levels of X-ray body scanners installed at airports nationwide after testing produced dramatically higher than expected results. The TSA, which has deployed at least 500 of these scanners in at least 78 airports, said Tuesday the machines meet all safety standards and would remain in operation despite a calculation error in safety studies. See, the flawed results showed radiation levels 10 times higher than expected. At least one flyer group, the Association for Airline Passenger Rights, is urging the government to stop using the $180,000 machines that produce a virtual nude image of the body until new tests are concluded in May. Airline passengers have enough concerns about flying, including numerous ones about how the TSA conducts its haphazard security screenings, so it's the TSA's responsibility to ensure passengers are not being exposed to unhealthy amounts of radiation, according to the executive director of that group in a statement. The Electronic Privacy Information Center has been a loud voice opposing the machines. Last week, it urged a federal appeals court to stop them until further health studies could be conducted. Their executive director is expected to tell the same thing to a congressional panel on Wednesday, saying the agency should have conducted a public rulemaking so these risks could have been more carefully assessed. Still, the government has said that the results prove the safety of the devices. It would appear the emissions are 10 times higher. We understand it as a calculation error, said TSA spokesbureaucrat Sarah Howitz. No worries, folks. It's all okay. You should be worried about that Japanese explosion out in the nuclear reactor. Don't you worry about the regular doses of radiation that are 10 times higher than we said they were going to be, that we're giving every single individual that passes through these checkpoints at the TSA screening points.
Oh, not to mention that the TSA, a couple of weeks ago, they tested themselves on these machines with one of their own agents passing through with a gun five times in the Dallas airport. So not only are these machines 10 times as dangerous as they said they were, as they called the rest those of us out here, you know, being Chicken Littles and all that stuff, they're also ineffective. They're dangerous and ineffective.
The bureaucrat said, certainly the errors are not acceptable. It's not every report. We believe the technology is safe. We've done extensive independent testing, and it doesn't raise alarms in terms of safety. So, it's okay. The government, you can trust them.
Yep, don't worry about it.
It was just an oopsie.
And
just
an oopsie. The other thing we don't know is, how do these machines affect, how are they affected with time?
What does that mean?
Well, do they get worse at leaking radiation as time goes by, as the machine is, you know, not as shiny and new as it was over time? I mean, I don't know. Is that what they do? Maybe.
Well, does the fact that these are 10 times more radiative than they would otherwise have believed to have been, the fact that they're 10 times more worse, does that mean that people that are frequent flyers are going to be significantly more dosed? It certainly sounds
clearly,
like it.
Clearly they are.
Yeah.
I mean, that seems clear to me. I'm not going through one of these. I wouldn't have gone through them when I believed that they were 10 times,
10 times less.
Yeah, a tenth as dangerous. I wouldn't go through them now. I'm not going through them. If they want to go grab my junk, go right ahead. They can do that. I need to get to my plane, but I am not going through one of these machines. And a lot of people won't do either. The domestic travel is down by 30%. These things are doing what really they want, which is just destroying the airline industry. I don't know if that's what they want, but that's what they're doing.
A recent Wired, and they don't care, because they're just going to get their funding either way. A recent Wired.com three-part series examined the constitutionality, effectiveness, and health concerns of the scanners, which the TSA, and by the way, I would say they are not constitutional, they are not effective, and there are definite health concerns. which the TS, but the government doesn't care, which the TSA mandated as the preferred airport screening method in February of 2009. A federal appeals court hearing Epic's lawsuit last week suggested that it was not likely to halt the scanner's use. Among other things, the Wired.com reports concluded that there was discord among the scientific community about the scanner's health risks to humans and that they were not tested with mice or other biological samples before being deployed. So this is the extensive testing that they're talking about. They didn't use a single biological entity in order to test these machines prior to their releasing them against
human
beings.
They wouldn't do this with any other product ever.
Well, vaccines. They, well, it's also another government-mandated thing that people are concerned about.
Vaccines are tested. The vaccine manufacturers are not responsible for the results of anybody who's has some kind of adverse effect. That's a different story entirely. They're tested by live critters.
So again, just yet another example of how the government tells you one thing and the truth happens to be somewhere else. So be cautious. I wouldn't go through these things if I could at all avoid it. A couple of the guys that were here visiting with Jim Babka earlier tonight pointed out they took the train from Los Angeles up here to New England. Took two days or so to get across the country, 2.5 days to get across the country. And they did that because they wanted to avoid the TSA.
This is happening all across America. People are making their decisions for whatever reason they are, and their decisions are valid for them, but they're not traveling on airlines, and it's killing the business. And it's all the TSA's fault. They're busy wanting to go after your nail clippers, after your bottles of water, and they're doing all kinds of stuff while they miss the guns, knives, and bombs that they test themselves on. Every time we see one of these tests that gets leaked, they're missing 70, 80, 100% of the things that they test themselves on. I haven't seen one yet where they only miss 50%.
Well, what matters, Mark, is that people feel safer.
Right, and that's what, it's amazing. It's amazing that the sheep in the little cow pen there all lined up. I feel a little safer. It's security theater, and it's not effective.
All right, so we are out of time for tonight, but we will return tomorrow night. I've got my fingers crossed. I can't guarantee it. I'm not going to promise anything, but I hope that we can get somebody on to talk about the Liberty Dollar situation. I don't know if we will be able to, but I will do my best to make it happen, and maybe we'll do it tomorrow night. Otherwise, we'll be taking your calls about absolutely anything, as we always do, and we'll see you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Don't forget to go to freedomsphoenix.com, by the way, to get the news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. Great liberty-oriented news available around the clock at freedomsphoenix.com.
Powerful and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors want to talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.